Ignore the preacher's words. Somebody just yelled, go home. Ignore the preacher's words, but I guess you can do that. You can ignore me today, but guess what's coming? Judgment Day. And you will not be able to ignore the truth of God or the wrath of God. Here's something that modern pastors and priests don't tell you, that Jesus is coming in flaming fire to judge all those that don't know God and don't obey the gospel. And Revelation says people will be asking for the rocks and mountains to fall on them to hide them from the wrath of the Lamb. Jesus is not some long-haired, feminized, easy-believe, overlooking sin hippie that the world and the culture and the church systems have created. He is the Lion of Judah. He is righteous and true. He is angry at all unrighteousness and sin. But he loves his people that have come out of the world. The born-again ecclesia, the called-out ones, not churchgoers. Churchgoers are just somebody that goes to church on Sunday and lives like everybody else the rest of the week. That don't change anybody. The Word of God, the Spirit of God changes you, transforms you into a new creation, and then he washes you clean. All your sins can be washed away, but then you got to follow him in spirit and truth and holiness and righteousness. So you can ignore the preacher, you can mock the word, but on Judgment Day you won't ignore, or you won't be mocking the truth of God. You will be on your face being sent away into weeping and gnashing of teeth, because the brightness at the coming of God is going to destroy his enemies. That's what the Bible tells us. And in heaven, when he brings a new heaven and a new earth, you know what's glorious? There's not going to be any need for the S-U-N anymore. There'll be no need for an S-U-N anymore. Why? Because the S-O-N, the S-O-N is going to light up the kingdom and light up the new Jerusalem and the new heavens. And if you don't know the S-O-N, you have no light. You have no truth. You have no hope. You have churchianity. You have Sunday religion, Saturday religion, whatever denomination, name one. They're all made of man. Name a denomination and I'll tell you where it came from and why it's sinful. God didn't ordain denominations. Satan did. Satan ordained the denominations. And there's two kingdoms, the kingdom of God in Christ, and there's the kingdom of Satan. What's the kingdom of Satan? The culture. Sports, politics, entertainment is the kingdom of Satan. Thank you, test yourself, sir. We love you. Go, come out of the culture. Come out of the church systems. Satan's kingdom is this culture. Sports, politics, fashion, pride, vanity. I love all those. Then you're part of Satan's kingdom.
Yep.
You willingly know that? So when Christ comes, he's going to destroy you. Are you happy with that? Now, then live your life now with all the gusto you can, because judgment's coming, sir. At least you know that. At least the man is honest. He said, I'm following Satan, and I know God's going to destroy me when he comes.
I think she's following Satan right now.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
You think so?
Absolutely.
Can you open the scriptures and show me why?
Well, I think you know the Bible pretty well. Why don't you tell me all about it?
Well, you're the one telling me.
No, because I can see it on the house.
So why does the street preacher come out into the world?